Welcome to the Champions for Life podcast, an inside look at McMurray University athletics in the classroom, in competition, and in the community. I'm your host, Sam Ferguson.
During episode 17 of the Champions for Life podcast, we will look forward to the men's basketball season and visit with head men's basketball coach Zach Pickleman and sophomore guard Luke Stevenson. They have played a pair of exhibition games, but will officially open their season on Friday night at Texas Lutheran. Gentlemen, welcome to the Champions for Life podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us, Sam.
Okay, Luke, we'll start with you. Let's just hear a little bit about yourself, including something our audience probably does not know about you.
Well, I'm a sophomore, as you just said. I'm from Lubbock, Texas, and my major is psychology. And something that people don't know about me is that I'm half Native American.
Oh, very interesting. Glad to have you, Luke. Luke, tell me a little bit about this team. What do you see as this group's strengths?
There's multiple strengths on our team. I think some of the main ones that stick out are our cohesiveness, our chemistry, and our guys do a great job of uplifting one another and encouraging one another.
Oh, that's very important. Well, Coach, you're in your third season. How has the start to this season been different than previous seasons?
I think the main difference this year compared to my first two is having returners, having older guys in our program that know what we're doing in practice and how I like to practice. And it's just nice when we're going through drills, defensively or offensively, and somebody, one of the new guys or somebody doesn't do it quite like I want it, I know the returners can take that person to the side after the drill is over and kind of correct them, and I know they're saying the exact same thing that I would say to them. So it's been really, really nice as a coach to be able to have that finally in our third year.
Some coaching on the floor, always good.
Oh yeah.
Well, Coach, the American Southwest Conference has traditionally been a tough league. With even this season, we've seen some upsets of Division I and Division II programs to our league's credit. What do you say about a league like the ASC from a competitive standpoint?
Well, I think if you talk to coaches across the country, probably every coach thinks that their league is the toughest. I don't know if we have the toughest league in the country, but I do think that we have one of the most underrated leagues in the country as far as nationally. If you go back in the last 5 years, we've had a national championship runner-up, Mary Hardin Baylor. We've had a few Sweet 16 appearances, an Elite Eight with ETBU a few years ago. There are no off nights in our league, and we have some great coaches from top to bottom in our league who have been in the league for a while. And yeah, just competition-wise, I'd put our league up to anybody in the country.
We've certainly had some very impressive outings to start, the ASC has for sure. Luke, several newcomers on this team. What is it like adding these fresh faces to the mix, and how has it impacted the team chemistry that you talked about that's so important earlier?
Well, chemistry is very important, and obviously adding new faces to the group is going to take time to adjust and to understand them as a person. And then I think in the time that they've been here, we have all been able to adjust and to understand one another on a personal level in the time that we've been in season so far.
Very good. Coach, I know you're excited about these newcomers. Tell us a little bit about this group.
Yeah, we're about half and half. We've got eight new guys to nine returners. We've got a few transfers in Dedrick Berry, Colin Taylor, and Jason Stepter. And then we've got five freshmen in Elijah Johnson, Isaac Moreno, Parker Geddes, Daniel Noze, and Brandon Bullock. I think the transfers, obviously they're a little older and a little more experienced, are gonna have to come in and help us out right away. And Dedrick and Colin at the point guard position, and obviously Jason gives us length that we haven't had in the past, and being able to protect the rim and defend the post. And then with our freshmen, we've got two Cooper kids, local kids in Elijah and Isaac. and Daniel from Florida, who has been a process getting him here in the last 2 years. And then and maybe the one that has surprised us the most is Brandon Bullock and his play and just being able to pick up concepts. And he played for a great high school coach and Coach Courtney at Fort Ben Bush, who was a McMurray graduate.
Oh, yeah.
So we're really excited about that group and looking forward to them helping us win ball games.
Yeah. Well, you look at our roster and you feel like we're pretty inexperienced. We're young, but that's really not true. We're young, but we're not very inexperienced. We've got a lot of young guys who played vital roles last year. What do we have from a returning standpoint, and how do we plan on replacing someone like Nate Estrada?
Well, yeah, you look at our roster, like you said, and you see 13 freshmen and sophomores, and you think that, they're young, inexperienced, but we got a lot of freshman minutes last year and meaningful minutes. Of those nine returners that we have, I believe seven started a game for us last year, and eight of those nine played meaningful minutes for us last year and helped us win ball games. So we do have that experience, although we are young. I don't know if you can replace Nate Estrada. It's probably not going to be one person. There were times last year and in the previous 2 years that he kind of just took over games for us. Was able to put the ball in the hole. We're probably not going to be able to replace him with one person, but it's going to be a team effort to pick up those numbers.
Well, Coach, last year one of your strengths was certainly in the rebounding category. Even though if you look at us, if you do the eye test, we don't look like we'd be a great rebounding team. What makes us so solid from a rebounding standpoint?
Well, it's definitely emphasized in practice. And beginning of the year, all three of my years, I tell the guys, and even in the recruiting process, I'm sorry, but you're playing for a coach that is obsessed with rebounding. We put a big emphasis on it in practice. We usually have at least one coach watching it in every drill and every live session. And at the end of the day, I think our treadmills really help that. We have Bates and his cousin Donnie is the name of our treadmills. And if we aren't crashing the offensive boards, if we aren't blocking out, those guys get to know Bates and Donnie really well, and they spend about a minute on them at the highest level. So they don't like that. So being able to build those habits in practice has been able to carry over to the games.
Very good. So a couple of Luke agrees. He does not want to see Bates or Donnie.
No, I do not.
Yeah, not interested in those guys. As I stated, a couple of exhibition games already under our belts. But let's talk about our opponents that we'll open the season with this year. We have TLU on Friday, Shriner on Saturday. What are we expecting to see from our friends from Kerrville and Seguin?
Well, first of all, they're both very well coached. And we have to be really sound in the half court defensively against both teams. Shriner runs a really good half court offense, has a lot of different actions that we have to guard. They have length and they have returners with experience. They won the SCAC conference last year. So that's going to be a really tough test for us, but we'll be able to see where we're at. I mean, obviously we played an NAI and a Division I opponent, now we'll get to find out where we're at against Division III opponents. And then with TOU, TOU lost a lot from last year, but they're tough. They played UT Tyler to a one-point game, who I think is one of the better teams in our league. They mix it up defensively, have a lot of strength and some well-built guys. That'll be tough for us in the half court.
Luke, you talked about the chemistry earlier. We'll go back to it once again. You all seem to be a very tight-knit group, both on and off of the court. What do you all do to achieve that, you as a player? How do you see that being achieved?
Well, we achieve that by doing group events such as like going to the movies, eating team meals. We go to chapel as a team, and even over the holiday breaks, we get together and we have airsoft wars whenever we have the time. Whenever we're not practicing or watching film, we just bond as a group, and it's kind of like a knit, close family. So that's what we do to achieve that team chemistry.
Great. And then, Luke, as you know, our mission, you should know it, as a work study of mine, you better know it, that our mission here at McMurray in athletics is to develop champions for
life.
Adam, my man. So, how has this program made you a better leader and set you on a course for success well after your playing career is over?
Well, I think it taught me how to be disciplined and disciplined in the aspect of being on time, such as team meetings or even to the extent of being in a certain position on the defense or offensive side, being disciplined and knowing your role, and also just taught me how to be accountable, being accountable for your teammates and the coaches, and also being credible to yourself. And that's some of the things that being on this team taught me.
Good. Coach, anything intentional that you do with your program to achieve this mission?
Well, yeah, we obviously want to develop great people in our program that will become great alumni to the university, that will become great professionals whenever they graduate and go on in their career of choice, and then eventually become great husbands and great fathers one day. We've got three pillars that we talk about a lot in our program, and Luke alluded to the first one, which is show up. And there's two parts to showing up. It's being on time and being engaged. And that's for basketball, that's for meetings, that's for weights, that's for class, that's for any type of meetings that the guys may have. I tell them whenever I'm gonna be asked to be a reference for them one day, at the very least, I can tell their future boss that they'll be on time. Because that's an emphasis we put on, and we struggle sometimes, and the new guys have to adjust to it. But I think that goes a long way for their future when they leave our program. And then the second pillar we talk about is work hard. Work hard on the basketball court, work hard in your classroom, work hard in your job. If you do that, you're going to set yourself up for success. And then the last pillar is just simple, as being nice to people. If you do those three things, I think you're going to set yourself up for success no matter what you do after you leave our basketball program. And when you're nice to people, they remember you, and you never know when someone can help you out down the line, or you can help somebody else out down the line. So we try to do those things in our program.
I think that could help you out in any organization. Show up, work hard, be nice. That's a recipe for success right there. Don't you agree, Luke?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, Luke, we're going to pick on you for a little while.
Okay.
We're going to end this session. Thank you both for joining us. But we're going to end this interview with some rapid-fire questions. I'm going to ask you a question and just want you to give me a quick answer, and then we'll move on to the next. We've got five of them, all right?
All right, bring it on.
All right, this should be fun. Okay, so, Luke, who is your favorite McMurray professor and why?
I'm going to say Dr. McMurray. She taught me how to swim, and I will be forever grateful for the day that I'm in a lake or something, and I will refer to her techniques. So I'm just forever grateful for her teaching me how to swim.
Great, okay. What song is a must on your pregame playlist and why?
Pre-game playlist, I have to go with Today is a Good Day. Don't know the artist, but it has a good motto. Today is going to be a good day. And when it's game day, I get the mindset that it's going to be a good game. We're going to have a good offense motives, and we're just going to get going.
That's Ice Cube. You said you can't remember the artist. That's Ice Cube.
Today is going to be a good day?
Yeah.
No, someone else.
Oh,
but I'm pretty sure you wrote a song like that.
Okay. All right. All right. The best movie you've seen over the last year, and what made it such a great movie?
I think, what was that movie we saw? Thank You for Your Service.
Ooh.
I think that was a good recent movie that we saw as a team. And yeah.
What made it so great?
It just taught us about our military service, what they do for us, and it showed us the side effects that they go through. So it just makes me really appreciate what they do for us.
And we've got a lot to be grateful for in this country, don't we?
Yes.
All right, well, Luke, your ideal Thanksgiving meal looks like what? What's on the menu?
Oh, you gotta go, of course, the turkey. I'm not sure if you're a ham guy, but you gotta add the ham just in case for those who don't like the turkey. Gotta go with the sweet potatoes and, you know, all the vegetables and all that, but you can't leave out the pumpkin pie. I don't know if you're a fan of the pumpkin pie, but pumpkin pie is a must for Thanksgiving meal.
I am a fan of the pumpkin pie. I'm glad you mentioned it.
Yes.
All right, and the last question, Luke, it's a tough one. Who do you believe to be the oldest sophomore basketball player in the country?
That might be me.
But tell us a little bit about your story, how you got to McMurray.
Well, coming out of high school, took a little break and just worked with my dad. And just that following year, I just decided to change things around and attend school and go to a school to where I could excel academically and athletically, and McMurray was the spot for me.
Well, I can tell you that I hear Coach Pickleman talk about the blessing that you've been on this campus and this program for the last 14 months or so since we met you. So glad you're here.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Guys, good luck this weekend against TLU and Shriner, and we'll check back in a few weeks.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Sam, for having us.
All right. That was Luke Stevenson and Coach Zach Pickleman.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope you will share it with others. For more information about ways McMurray University is developing champions for life, visit us at www.mcmurraysports.com or follow us on Twitter at MCM Sports. You can follow me at Sam Ferguson 1974. Have a great day, everyone, and as always,
go Warhawks!